Last month, police shot and killed Kenneth Kiwi Herring, a Black transgender woman, while investigating a stabbing in the Academy neighborhood of North St. Louis. Members of the LGBT community and activists quickly banded together to mourn their loss and voice outrage over Herring's death. As St. Louis Public Radio's Willis Ryder Arnold reports, such shootings remind many of the danger transgender people face and their fear of the police.
Gravonda Nance stands on the steps of a two-unit rental house, lamenting the death of her sister-in-law, Kenneth Kiwi Herring.
This hurts. It feels like somebody has taken my heart, ripped it out my chest, stepped on it, jumped on it, flipped on it, kicked it, cut it, split it, and gave it back to me. That's what it feels like in my heart right now.
Police responded to Herring's apartment on August 23rd to investigate a reported stabbing. Police say Herring attacked them with a knife, and they fired in self-defense. Members of the LGBTQ community held vigils, protests, and a memorial following Herring's death. Joss Barton, a writer and transgender woman, says Herring shouldn't have died during the encounter.
This really reinforces this narrative in America that if you're a trans person, especially if you're a trans woman, the state and the law, really, injustice is really not on your side.
For Barton, Herring's death highlights a long-held question in the community. Should transgender people worry about interacting with police? Barton's concern is echoed by a 2015 national survey. It showed more than half of the respondents were uncomfortable asking for help from police because they feared discrimination. PROMO is a statewide LGBTQ advocacy organization working to end discrimination. Executive Director Steph Perkins says the organization received calls from transgender people even before Herring's death. They wanted guidance about how to interact with police. Perkins says anecdotes about discrimination help cause people to distrust police.
People see this and feel afraid to go to law enforcement, even in places where law enforcement are trained and willing and happy to help them and competent when it comes to LGBT communities.
Perkins says some people are concerned police won't take their complaints seriously. Others, informed by their own experiences or the experiences of friends and family, worry about an increased likelihood of violence when cops appear. Simply put, people are scared because almost everyone in the community has either experienced discrimination or violence directly, or knows someone who has.
If you just are looking at what things are happening around you, people of color are more often met with violence and, frankly, with death when they meet with law enforcement. And trans people are more often met with a heightened escalation or a faster escalation to violence than people who are not transgender.
St. Louis Police Lieutenant Alana Hawk says the department is aware of the concern. More than 1,000 police officers have received training on how to relate to the community since January. Hawk says police can't address Herring's case directly as it's still under investigation, but she stressed people with concerns should make them known to the department.
We have a lot of on-the-job training on dealing with it, but also, I mean, here, the officers on the department are extremely compassionate.
Both Barton and Perkins are cautiously optimistic that times will change. Perkins says transgender people are more accepted these days, but the last couple years have seen an increase of violence across the country. Barton hopes vigils and protests will help people better understand the level of violence facing transgender people. I'm Willis Ryder Arnold, St. Louis Public Radio.